Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay. Today, we're exploring the world of business English, uncovering 6 or 7 essential expressions that will help you navigate your professional conversations with ease. So let's get ready to dive into these practical expressions that you can use at work or on the job. Now, let me say this before we get started. If you're really serious about improving your English, be sure to check out my YouTube playlist. I will leave links down in the description, and you can watch those to help your comprehension, vocabulary, and your fluency. Okay, let's get the ball rolling, all right? Now, that's actually the first phrase, get the ball rolling. When you want to initiate a project or start a meeting, you might use the phrase, get the ball rolling. This means to kickstart an activity or a discussion. So, for example, you could say, let's get the ball rolling on the new marketing campaign by discussing some ideas. Or you may say, okay, Jay, I'm gonna like and subscribe. Let's just get the ball rolling on these English lessons. Get the ball rolling, okay? Another phrase that you can use at work, in business, or on your job is touch base. Now, in the business world, touching base is a common phrase used to mean checking in or reconnecting with someone. Okay, so for instance, you may say, I wanted to touch base with you regarding the progress of the project. How are things going on your end? Okay, or you may say, I want to touch bases with Jay, so I'm going to leave a comment down in the comment section. So you want to connect with me, okay? You want to touch base. Another phrase that you can use in business is thinking outside the box, or think outside the box. When faced with challenges or seeking innovative solutions, thinking outside the box encourages creative and unconventional thinking. So, for example, you may say, we need to think outside the box to find a unique approach to this problem. Or you may say, in today's competitive market, it is important for companies to think outside the box and encourage their workers so they can thrive. All right. Another phrase that you can use is bring to the table. Bring to the table. Now, if someone brings something to the table, they contribute valuable ideas, skills, or resources. So, for instance, you may say, girl, I just don't want you to be in this relationship. I want you to bring something to the table. Okay, now that's in a relationship. But if you're at home, you may say, when negotiating a deal, it's essential or important to bring favorable terms to the table for a successful outcome. Or you may say, our new team members bring extensive experience to the table, okay? Bring to the table. We're wrapping this up. Number 5 is close the deal, okay? When you successfully finalize a business arrangement or transaction, you close the deal. So you may say, our sales representative worked diligently to close the deal with the new client. Or you may say the negotiation process was very challenging, but we managed to close the deal. with mutual beneficial terms. Okay, close the deal. Another phrase that you can use in business, on the job, or at work is cutting edge. Businesses often strive to be at the forefront of innovation, and the term cutting edge is used to describe something that is innovative and ahead of the competition. Okay, so you may say, look, we had to update our internet so we could have a cutting edge. Okay, investing, you may say, in cutting edge research and development allows us to be profitable. So here you have it. These are some great phrases that you can use on the job or in the workplace to enhance your business English skills and make you feel more confident in a professional setting. Now, as always, I want you to go back and practice these particular phrases so you can become more familiar with them. Even drop down in the comments section and use one of them in a sentence, okay? And let me know, what do you think about today's lesson? Now, I want to invite you to follow me on Instagram. If you did not know, I'm also on Instagram, and you can follow me there for weekly encouragement and funny posts that I make on my Instagram page to keep you encouraged on your English journey. All right. I want to say thank you so much for spending time with me. Be sure to check out my playlist down in the description. If you're not a subscriber, make sure you go ahead and subscribe so you can receive content like this throughout the week. Turn that notification bell on, hit that like button, and join me as I help you on your English journey. I hope you join me on my next English lesson. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.